In your Bibles tonight to Matthew chapter number 28. Matthew chapter number 28. This morning we were talking out of John chapter 20 about Mary Magdalene and the appearance of the Lord Jesus and how that he comforted her. Three times it says she was weeping, but then Jesus appeared to her, and what comfort that was. I praise God for a living Savior that's able to comfort you, able to handle your situation, what you think is all the pieces. God and a risen Savior can help you put the pieces back together and make something out of it. Amen. All right, now we're looking at Matthew chapter 28 for tonight. Would you stand, please, while we read the Word of God? Matthew chapter number 28. We'll start reading at verse number 5. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here. Hallelujah. I kind of like that. He's not here, for he's risen as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall you see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with great fear, with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And as he went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, All hail. And they came and held him by his feet and worshipped him. Then said Jesus unto them, Be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, there they shall see me. We're going to stop reading there and try to pick up on that message on another appearance of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you remember Mary Magdalene, Jesus said, Don't touch me. I'm not yet ascended. Here they said he held him by his feet and worshiped him. Something took place between there. We talked about this morning. I'm glad, praise God, for a living Savior that ascended into heaven, took the blood, put it on the mercy seat, and came back and stayed around to show himself alive, then went back, but he said, I'm coming back. Amen. I'm glad he went back, but he's coming back. Amen. You get that? Amen. Glory to God. Let's bow our heads and pray. Father, thank you for the Lord Jesus. And thank you for the reality of what Jesus did for us on the cross of Calvary when he shed his blood and gave his life so that we could be saved. Lord, you said in your word that he was made sin for us, that knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. We thank you and praise you, Lord, for a place called Calvary, a place where Jesus died, a place where he was buried. Thank you, God, for the resurrection and a living Savior that we serve today. We thank you, Lord, for this service tonight. You've been real in it. You've been helping us. And we want to say thank you and praise and give you glory. Asking now, Lord, to help us preach for a few moments. We need a divine touch. We need the power of the Holy Ghost to move upon us. And Lord, help us to think. Help us be able to say what we need to say. And I pray the Holy Spirit take that word and pierce the hearts of every unsaved in the house. Lord, I pray for people here tonight that know not the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord, their Savior. I pray you speak to them. Deal with their heart, drawn by your power. God, enlighten them to see they need a Savior. And Lord, I pray they'll come and be saved tonight. Lord, realizing folk without Christ are going to a Christless eternity into hell. Lord, I pray for them. I plead for you for them in Jesus' precious name. Then there are those here tonight that their life is not where it needs to be with you. And I pray the Holy Spirit speak to their heart, drawn by your power. Lord, they'd have the joy restored in their life. And resurrected Savior be so real to them they couldn't wait to tell it. And we'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Here's, I call it appearance number two, but the resurrection appearances of the Lord Jesus. I mentioned this morning that at least 15 times it's mentioned in Scripture that he appeared to one or more people after his resurrection. And I said this morning, I say it again, thank God for the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is evidence, no, without doubt, that he is the very Son of the living God. and that he was Christ, the Messiah, that he did die and that he did raise from the dead, and that he's a living Savior tonight. I'm glad we serve a living Savior. I'm glad we don't have to bow down to some image somewhere. We don't have to go somewhere and burn incense to something that we don't even know what he is, but or a stone or a stump. Or thank God we have a living Savior. And we don't have to pray to something else that doesn't have any power. They neither see nor hear, the Bible says, nor speak. But we got a God that hears us, sees us, speaks to us by his Spirit in our hearts. I'm glad for the living Savior. Amen. I'm glad tonight that you're here tonight and hearing about the living Savior. You said, preacher, you preached about him this morning. Yeah, and I'm going to preach about him again tonight and may continue preaching about him. You can't preach anything better than him. Amen. He is what we preach. He is life. He is a resurrection. He is everything that we need. It's in him, our Lord and our Savior. So we find these women here coming quickly. Isn't it amazing to you that the women were the first at the tomb to see whether he was there? Well, they was looking for the body. They thought he was there. And they went expecting to get his body and to put more spices and redo that and bury him. And because he's quickly put away when they put him away, but they didn't need anything too permanent anyhow, because he wasn't going to stay long, so it didn't make much difference. And incorruption couldn't set in anyhow. So he, but anyway, they went expecting to find his body, but instead they found him living. Hallelujah. I'm glad for that. But the women went to find out. And look at verse number 7 and verse number 8. Go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. Now here's that angel that appeared and said, fear not, I know that you seek Jesus which was crucified. That's in verse 5. Verse 6, he's not here, for he's risen, as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay. I want to talk about the boldness tonight. Here's a resurrection and boldness that came because of it. And here the women are, and they're afraid. And they don't know what's going on. They see an angelic being, and you'd be afraid too, and I would too. And he says, come and look and see the place where he lay. Some folk have been privileged to go to the Holy Land and see that empty tomb. I've never seen it, but I know a living Savior that lives inside of me. Amen. I know he's not there, so I'm as sure of that as I can be. So here they are. These women come, and they're invited to look inside, see the place where the Lord lay. But then the command is given, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he's risen from the dead. And behold, he go before you in Galilee. There you shall see him. Lo, I've told you. And I'm thinking about here in verse 7 and 8, as he said, go quickly and tell in verse number 8, and they departed quickly from the sepulcher with fear, great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. I want you to get this. Here's a command from an angelic being that said, now he's not dead, he's alive. And said, now I want you to go quickly and tell his disciples that he's alive and that they go to Galilee, they shall see him. And they immediately went quickly. And that we need today to get a hold of that, because it's a good missionary message. Amen. We know he's alive. We know he's living within us. We know that he saved us by his marvelous grace. And we need to go quickly and tell everybody that know, hey, he's alive. He's alive. Amen. Brother Terry Mullen tell me this morning, coming across a parking lot, Brother Jimmy Cox was coming by somewhere and hollered at and said, have you heard the good news? He said, what good news? He said, he's alive. He's alive. I say hallelujah. We need to tell that good news. He's alive. He's alive. We don't even need to tell it, but people need to see it in our life that he's alive. If they don't see it, what you say don't mean a whole lot. But they can tell when you've been with Jesus. These women, when they got back telling it, don't you think those disciples didn't know something had happened? They might not have believed everything or thought maybe the women imagined some of it or stretching it out a little bit, but they knew something happened to them, amen, because you can't be with Jesus and something not happened to you. And they had held him by his feet and worshiped him and adored him. I say hallelujah and praise God for that. And notice what it said in verse 8. They departed quickly. It was an urgent matter. They went quickly from the sepulcher, and that with fear. They had fear, awesome wonder of God. Resurrected Savior. One just conquered death, hell, and the grave, and walked out, and they beheld him. Don't you think they had some awesome wonder and fear of God in that matter. Not afraid like we're afraid of a lion, but fear like awesome wonder of a wonderful God. Amen. And they had seen him and said, go quickly now. They'd heard he's risen from the dead. Go quickly and tell. And so they were going quickly, and they were fear, but said they with great joy. I like that. I'm glad Christianity is not full of drudgery. Amen. Well, I got to go to church. I got to give some money. I've got to do this and I got to do that. I'm glad it's not that way. I get to go to church, hallelujah. I get to hear that choir sing. I get to hear others sing and see them raise their hand. I get to hear them say amen, hallelujah, and praise God. You know what that does to me? That does something on the inside, encourages my heart and helps me get closer to God, amen. Brother Mark, doesn't it help you to come to church? Amen. It helps you, Brother Bob, to come to church and be in the house of God. I say hallelujah. It doesn't make any difference what kind of condition you're in physically. If you can get there, if it's okay for you to come, then hallelujah. It's good to be in the house of God and worship God. Amen. You say, preacher, I don't understand all this stuff tonight been going on. You know why you don't understand it? Because you're not saved. Amen. You don't know he's alive yet. Oh, you say, I've heard about the resurrection. I've heard about Jesus raising from the dead. Yeah, but you don't really know it until you come to know him personally as your Lord and Savior. Oh, you got a head knowledge. I know George Washington was the first president of the United States. That's just a head knowledge. It doesn't change my heart one bit. It doesn't do a thing to me. But I know Jesus lives, and that did something to me, Brother Ben, one day, and birthed me in the family of God. I say, if you know he lives, you'll have some great joy. There'll be some joy in your heart. There'll be something going on in your life. Amen. And they did run. Hallelujah. I praise God. They did run. And they got so excited about it. They had something to tell. It didn't make a difference what else was going on. Husbands hadn't had breakfast or what else ever was going on. They didn't care. Didn't matter. They had a message. They had something to tell. And they went to tell it as quickly as they could. They went to tell it. But here's a good thought. Notice what happened while he's going on to tell it. Verse number 9. They went to tell his disciples. Behold, Jesus met them and said, all hail. And that's a greeting, H-A-I-L. And they came and held him by the feet and worshiped him. Did you know just as soon as they started out in obedience, they heard that he was alive. But then when they started out in obedience to go tell it, then the joy was already in the heart. And they was already excited as they could be and was running to tell. Lo and behold, Jesus met them on the way. Hallelujah. And they got to meet an encounter with Jesus Christ. I say hallelujah. If you really want to have an encounter with Jesus, you've got to get up and come to him. Amen. Praise God. You've got to, start obeying what he said to do. He said, if you hear my voice and do what I said. If he said, if you repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved. Preacher, how can I get saved? Believe on the Lord Jesus. How do you do that? Believe that he rose from the dead. Amen. That he died for your sin, was buried, and rose again the third day. I say hallelujah. This reminds me of another story. I want you to turn back in Genesis chapter 45. Genesis 45, this reminds me of this. Hallelujah. Goes right with it. Now remember, Joseph was sold down in Egypt into bondage. His brothers hated him, sold him, sent him away. They didn't know what happened to him until he revealed himself unto them. But notice verse 25. And they went up out of Egypt, came to the land of Canaan unto Jacob their father, and told him, saying, Joseph is yet alive. I don't believe those boys came in, said, now, Dad, you know, in that day they probably called him Father. Father, we had a good trip and everything was pretty good. By the way, Joseph is alive. I don't believe he did it that way. I think when he pulled up in those wagons, they jumped out, ran in the house. Said, he's alive. Hey, Joseph is alive. Amen. Hallelujah. Notice what else he said in that verse. Said, Jacob their father, and told him, saying, Joseph yet alive, and he's governor over all the land of Egypt. Said, he's not alive, he's governor. And Jacob's heart fainting, he believed them not. They told him all the words of Joseph, which he had said unto them. Notice they're talking about what Joseph was and what Joseph did. when he said to them, when he saw the wagons which Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of Jacob, their father, revived. And Israel said, it is enough. Joseph, my son, is yet alive. I'll go see him before I die. I can't preach all of that tonight, but I'm glad, praise God, these wagons loaded up with something to tell. Amen. He's alive. He's alive. These wagons are proof everywhere about that he's alive. And when he saw the wagons, he just took off. And they said, I believe it now. I believe. I hadn't seen him yet, but I believe he's alive. There's wagons out of Egypt came up here. And here it is. And I said, glory, hallelujah. That makes you lose all your dignity. And say, glory, hallelujah. He is alive. He is alive, thank God. I'm glad for wagons load of grace, mercy, and it's ready for you to help you tonight. I'm glad it's real, praise God. It's real. It's not a makeup story. Old boy didn't come back and beat around the bush. Hey, I want you to get this. These same boys are the ones that sold him out. These same boys are the ones that hated him. Same boys that wanted to get rid of him. But somehow, hey, their father, they lied to their father. They said some beast probably got, they took the color, many coat of many colors back and all tore up, bloody and all that, and said, surely he's torn by some beast. And they lied to the father. They hated Joseph and sold him out in bondage. But when they came back, hallelujah, did you know why? When they came back, I believe those old boys, they had to come clean with Joseph down in Egypt. And Joseph wept on their neck and loved them and said, I forgive you and it's all right. Eat at my table and go get our father and bring him back down here. And we're going to put you in the best land there is, in the land of Egypt. I say, hallelujah. Aren't you glad one day God picked you up even though you hated him and hated everything about him? You didn't want anything to do with him. You cared not about God. You'd rather party, have your big time than care about God. But he still loved you enough to come by your way in wagons, load of grace and mercy, proofs of his salvation, testimonies of his salvation. He came by to get you, and he loved you in spite of yourself. I say hallelujah for a living Savior tonight that took me up out of the mess I was in, put me on grace, hallelujah, and going to take me home one day. I say glory to God and the Lamb. Aren't you glad you're saved? Hallelujah. Why? Because he's alive. He's alive. Can't you imagine Joseph's heart beating faster and faster? My son Joseph, I thought he's dead, but he's alive. He's alive. Get me in one of those wagons. Let's head down toward, let's go down there. Hey, glory, hallelujah. Praise God. Those ladies that Sunday morning, they found him not tired. They found him alive. They didn't find him in the tomb. They found him alive. He met them while they went quickly to obey. If we'll go quickly to obey, Brother Jeff talked about going to Europe and over in that area, and God took some blinders off and he saw, you know what was going on? He's just obeying God, going where God said, and Jesus met up with him and said, hallelujah, don't you see this? Don't you see this? Don't you see that? I'll show you that. Thank God, thank God. They some brother back home doing something to help them, amen. Hallelujah. I say glory to God and the Lamb forever. I'm glad, praise God, he's alive. And we got a story to tell. It's not a make-believe, not fairy tale. It's not once upon a time. That was a time. Amen. It is real. And I say hallelujah and praise God and the Lamb forever. 2 Timothy 1:7 said, he hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. Now, most people don't think we've got a very sound mind. And people's unsaved, they come into service tonight. They say those people down there, their mind's kind of off a little bit. Poor people, they don't know no better. You ever get a good dose of what we got, you get excited. You ever get a good dose of old time salvation, you'll lose your dignity. Amen. Hallelujah. Like the old song says, I said I wouldn't tell it, but I couldn't help it. Amen. I said I wouldn't tell it to a living soul. But thank God when he came to live down in my soul, I told it. Amen. You can't help but tell it. This, you have heard stories about people getting saved. And I've seen people that wanted their loved ones to get saved, or a husband get saved, a wife get saved or something, and then they got too saved. And the other one wasn't quite as excited about it as they were. And they wanted to come Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. Everything the church had, they wanted to be there. And the other one, they'd been there once in a while and said they wanted to see the other one get saved. Y'all got me? Amen. This fella got saved. And anyway, he got saved, got born again, got excited about it, telling everybody. And really was gone, right, what people call crazy about it, you know. Everywhere he went, tell somebody, hey, do you know Jesus? Have you heard about Jesus? I got saved. And he was telling it everywhere. And his family got worried about him and said, you need to go see a doctor. He said, no, I'm saved. He said, well, you need to go see a psychiatrist. We're worried about you. So he said, okay, I'll go. And he went. Psychiatrist said, I'll ask three questions that I'll find out about him. First question he asked him, he said, tell me, what's your father's name? He said, which one? He said, what do you mean, which one? You can't have it one. Oh, yes, you can. He said, I have an earthly father, named his name, but said, I have a heavenly father. Let me tell you about him. He said, wait a minute. Let me ask you the second question. He said, okay. He said, when were you born? He said, which time? He said, surely you're not born but one time. He said, oh, yeah, I got born with family such and such a day. But let me tell you what, Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again. And I got born again one day. I got born in the family of God. And I'm saved. So I got to say, wait a minute. Let me ask you the third question. He said, okay. And by that time, the psychiatrist is sweating. And he's about afraid to ask him. He said, surely you don't have but one answer for this. He said, what is your address? Man looked at him and grinned and said, which one? He said, what do you mean, which one? You can't have but one. You don't live but one place. He said, oh, yeah. I'm just a stranger living down here temporarily. I'm not home yet. I got a home on the other side. And said, let me tell you about it. Said, home is a country called heaven, and the capital city is the New Jerusalem. Said, it's 1,500 miles wide, 1,500 miles long, 1,500 miles high. And said, that's just the city in it. And said, streets are gold and walls of jasper and gates of pearl. And said, not only that, but Jesus is the light of that city. And said, in that place, there'll be no sickness, no pain, no death, no cemeteries, no doctors, no psychiatrists. Psychiatrist said, wait a minute. Said, hold up. Said, let's change places and you talk to me. Hallelujah. Hey, glory to God. I can tell you the best one you can go to is Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. He'll save you by his marvelous grace. You say, preacher, I don't know if I want to get in on that crowd or not. You wait. You're burning in hell, screaming in the lake of fire. You wish a million times you had an opportunity to be in a church like this. These people tonight in hell, they'd give 10,000 worlds to be here tonight. If they could only come in one time and be in a service like this and have the Holy Ghost speak to their heart and draw them by power, they'd want to come and get saved, born in the family of God. Go quickly and tell it. Go quickly and tell it. I've told before here about a fella in Rural Retreat. I met him one day. He had a radio on his shoulder like that. And he's a bebobbing it down the road. And I stopped and talked to him. Tried to tell him about Jesus. Found out he's upstate New York somewhere, but he's out in the boonies somewhere. He had no education, couldn't read, could not write. And got him to come to church. Fact is, we didn't even have a place to live. And the Boyers up there had a farm, had an old farmhouse they let him move into. We got him to come to church. He come to church and got saved by the grace of God. Got born in the family of God. He could not read. He could not write. But he got saved. Got saved. And I was driving down the road one day and I met him. Had his Bible in his hand. He's just a grinning. And I stopped and rolled down my window. I said, John, where you been? He said, you see that house up there? I said, I've been up there telling him about Jesus. I said, you have? He said, yes, sir. And said, I said, well, what'd you tell him? He said, I told him that Jesus saved me. And said, I opened the Bible. And somebody marked Romans 10, 9 and 10 for him. And said, I said, right there, read it. Right there, read it. Hallelujah. I say, glory to God. If he can go tell it, we can go tell it. If others can go tell it, we can go tell it. Amen. And the story about the one in some of you people remember that the mountain, that Sam's Gap's mountain And before they built a new road across there. And they made a nice road across there now, but it used to be real crooked and all that. And traffic come through there going from Johnson City and Bristol all that way and Kingsport to Asheville. There's an old boy got saved in a church up in the mountains of out of urban Tennessee. And he was called what mentally challenged we'd call it today. But one day he was went down by the road and got him two sticks, made him a cross and stuck it in the ground. Then he got out in the road and he stopped traffic. And they'd roll down the window and he said, He couldn't talk. They said when he got saved, he was bound at an altar and he's pointing in his heart and pointing up. But he kept doing that. Car after car came by. He kept doing it. Finally, somebody called the police and they got him out of the road and hadn't made him stop because he's messing up traffic. There was a preacher down Georgia, Alabama, somewhere in that area. And he was preaching one night and mentioned that story because he had been the pastor where that boy had gotten saved at. Said he preaching, he's telling that story about that. Said at the end of the service, this young couple came just a weeping. Said, preacher, said that story you told tonight. Said, my wife and I, we just finished medical school. And we's heading home to set us up a practice. And we was going to make money and do well. And said, that man stopped us on the road. And said he was pointing toward his heart and toward the cross and toward heaven. And said they something got a hold of us. We both had been saved, but we got plumb out of the will of God, wasn't anywhere near God. And said we started driving on down the road and couldn't, tears rolling down our faces. We stopped, got right with God, and said we're now going to the mission field as medical missionaries. Hallelujah. I say glory to God and the Lamb forever. If a man like that can tell somebody about Jesus, surely you and I can tell somebody about a living Savior. Amen. He lives. He lives. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive. Let's go tell it because he'll give you boldness to do so. If you're not saved tonight, may God help you come to Jesus. You say, preacher, I'd really like to know I'm saved and going to heaven. I'd really like to know that. You can. Well, how can I know that? By this word right here. By this word, by the witness of the Holy Spirit on the inside. Yeah. See tonight, friend, you're here. And you're not here by accident. God wanted you here tonight. And you need Jesus. If I could come to you and put my arms around you and save you, I'd do that. But I can't save you. But I know one that can. Hallelujah. The living Savior that ascended, sitting at the right hand of the Father, pleading for sinners that come. Then if your life's not fulfilled and you don't have joy, it's a good time to come. Let's bow our heads and pray. Father, thank you for the Lord Jesus. Thank you for this day. Thank you for the privilege that we have, Lord, to share a living Savior. Tonight, I want to praise you and thank you that he's alive. Thank you, Lord, that you brought life to me one day and saved me and gave me new life. And Father, I praise you for picking me up, taking me to places I never dreamed of. The joy and the thrill in preaching Jesus, telling others that Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Tonight, Lord, there's folk in this house that need to come and trust Jesus as their Savior. These people here tonight need to come. Say, Lord, restore to me that joy, that first love. Let me go tell it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.